President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Look, I think if we were stealing signs, we'd probably have more homers. You know,
this is Brewers 360.
To suggest that we're doing that is honestly kind of ridiculous. So we're focused on playing our game, and we'll let our game on the field do the talking.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop. The Brewers in three games against the Giants on this homestand have scored 24 runs. Problem is, they scored all 24 in the first two nights.
From the windup, 1-2 pitch. Line drive towards third. Pass to diving Chapman. Base hit, Bryce Terang. No hitter is history. Bryce Terang to the opposite field and just out of the reach of a sprawling.
Brewers managed to break up the no-hitter, but still couldn't get a run across the plate with a lot of opportunities, as we're joined by President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. How about that, Matt? You're on an average pace of 8 runs a game, but you couldn't get one last night. That's baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, their guy obviously was locked in last night, and credit to him. We've seen him a lot over the years, and that's what makes him good. But like you said, if you zoom out a little bit, our offense has done a really nice job lately, and hopefully to get back on the horse today.
Robert Gasser with a nice showing last night. Matt, what does that mean as far as the rotation goes? Has he shown enough to maybe stick around?
Yeah, he did a great job yesterday. And one of the things that we have, in our favor is that we have a lot of different options to go to there right now. And I think Chad Patrick, following him yesterday, did a fantastic job as well, coming out of the bullpen and covering 4 innings for us. So obviously you want to stay nimble, especially with some of the injuries we've been dealing with a little bit on the on that front. But again, we have a number of guys I think that can step up, and guys like Gas, like he did last night, was just an incredible showing for us. He did a great job.
On that front, Matt, good signs from Brandon Woodruff. He threw, what was it, live BP? I don't know. There's the bullpen session, there's the whatever. Tell me what he did yesterday and how he looked.
Yeah, had 42 pitches yesterday, 3 ups, and did a great job. You know, he's just trying to get back and get to where we know he can be, and we want to play the long game here with Woody. You know how much he means to our franchise and who he is, and so we're going to be cautious with him, of course, and build him up. He was dealing with a little bit of that dead arm, but thankfully there's nothing structural in there at all with him. So it was great to see him back on the mound yesterday and facing live hitters.
Hey, Matt, with you guys playing as well as you are and with your 1-2 or 2-1s, your 2 aces with Harrison and Mizorowski right now, there's been talk now. You know how this goes. All of a sudden, there's conversation and pundits saying, oh, the Brewers could be in the mix maybe for another arm and be just deadly going into October.
So, why don't you just ask them when we're going to get Skubal?
So I'm not going to do that.
When are you doing that trade?
Not going to do that. Tarik Skubal, of course, the Cy Young pitcher for the Tigers, could be on the block because his deal is wrapping up this year. What do you do as far as someone like that? Again, I'm not going to ask you that when are you going to trade for him or anything like that. But as far as someone who's had a surgery now and there's injuries involved, when you are going through your trade process, how do you as an organization figure that out? Whether or not injuries, surgeries, history of their health, how do you? What's your analytics to use to see if that's going to work for you?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's so many ingredients here when you assess these types of trades. You know, you want to assess the other player, what you have, what your depth is. I mean, there are just so many different ingredients, including what the cost is. And, it's certainly easy to say, let's go get a certain guy without knowing the cost. It's like going on a hunt for a new car and just saying, hey, I like that car, but you don't know what the price is, So, yeah. Obviously, a lot of things are so many different factors go into it. But, as you guys know, we certainly want to do everything we can to support this team. And, if they continue playing well, that's a great thing. And so we want to continue exploring all those things. And it's still early in the process. We're pretty far away from the trade deadline, certainly. So we're at the moment, we're just keeping our heads down and trying to win tonight, just like Murph always says. So, primarily just focused on that and doing what we can to help the team when the time comes.
Can injury change a price? And again, I'm trying to stay away from the Skubal thing, but like, does that dictate when you're talking about price? Obviously, if a car has a dent in it, you may not pay as much.
That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You know, if it's a little bit gently used, you know, you might find it on Craigslist. You know, so
pre-owned, I think, is what we want to say.
Sure. Right? Yeah. Yeah. It just depends on where what outlet you're shopping at. You know.
Well, I'll say this for and this is a credit to you and the organization and all your scouts and the farm system that we've built. Our organization with the Brewers, what we lack in perhaps capital to go out like the Dodgers and just buy guys, we have a wealth of prospects where there are guys that you love and you want to develop and could grow into stars that becomes your capital with which to deal. Would hate to see any of your top 3-4 guys. I mean, guys that we're anxious to see maybe even this season, Amade, Pena, Jet Williams, the others. But that is the capital that you have to spend, Matt.
Yeah, look, I think that's a great point. And honestly, you know, we've had, you know, if you look back over the course of many, many years, I mean, we've had a ton of opportunities to trade from that system. But now those guys are on the big league field in the form of Churio and Terang and Frelick and Mitchell and Mizorowski and Ashby. These are guys that are signed and developed by our group, you know. And so I think when you look up and you see what those guys are, you know, we just need an army of those kind of guys to survive here. And so I think it's really important just to recognize the value of our scouting and player development and what that means to the future of our franchise, certainly. So, you know, of course, we want to try to make moves to help this team, but we also just need to be cognizant about being responsible stewards for the franchise as well.
What if the speed of the car has a velocity of 100 miles?
That's a good question, right? Yeah, right.
So you're heading to Denver this weekend. So when you talk to the pitching staff or maybe even the batters, with the air the way it is in Denver, does that become part of the scouting? Do pitchers, are they told, hey, keep an eye on this, hey, keep the ball here, that type of thing when you're in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly the everything moves differently there, you know, and it's a harder place to pitch. The ball spins less, you know, in that elevation, and so it is certainly challenging to pitch. But it's the same for both teams, right? You know, so it's going to be something where we're going to try to maintain our same approach. And the main thing that we focus on, honestly, while we're there, is just recovery. You know, it is harder to recover at those higher elevations, so our guys need to be, you know, extra cognizant of their recovery mechanisms whenever they're on the road in Colorado.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, with us on Brewers 360.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Brewers and Giants, afternoon baseball for you today, and the crew have a chance to win the series. That's 1:10 first pitch.